Aidan, home championship game after the brilliant second half performance in Clare. There's a lot of hope going into this match, and certainly we give it our all in the game. You know, a lot of commitment by the lads, but coming up short, the goal's been the killer in the second half.
The goals are the difference, really. It's really disappointing the dressing room because felt we built a platform to go and win the game, controlled kickouts at both ends, and had a lot of possession. You know, we just weren't clinical and ruthless enough probably up front. All three of their goals came from us turning the ball over in the forward line. That's a cruel lesson for the boys, just I suppose in terms of where we're at, you know, using the ball, countering really quickly, punishing mistakes, and obviously when you're pushed up you've left space behind, so that's something we have to take out of the game. But ultimately it's a hugely frustrating day because we felt we competed, you know, in nearly every facet of the game. We felt we were better in quite a few facets of the game, but ultimately goals win championship matches.
Yeah, I suppose, Ian, as you say, Derry back-to-back Ulster champions, you know, the season's been very tough on us. It took us a while to settle into the game, a couple of bad wides early on, blocked shots, you know, before we got off the mark. At half-time, it was 9-6, a late point from Derry, but we had the McGee goal chance, which could have made things so different at half-time. They had that three-point cushion, but again, yeah, we come out second half, all guns blazing at Derry, you know, there was a real buzz of that home championship play from our lads.
Yeah, listen, I felt it was harsh to be behind at half-time, to be honest. You know, probably most of our own doing in terms of, as you say, we kicked into the block twice, snatched the shots from wide angles, things that we haven't been doing and that made the difference probably in the second half in Clare. But once we settled into the game, I thought we were very comfortable, and we created plenty of opportunities. One or two things got away from us in the last 5 or 6 minutes before half-time. Including the goal chance, and maybe that's just a bit of experience in terms of knowing when the critical moments are in those games and when to control the ball and not rush things. And you know, maybe there's still a bit of learning in those areas. But started the second half really well. I thought halfway through the second half, you know, before the first goal, I thought we were in a really strong position to kick on. Like, I thought we were the team with the energy and creating good chances. First goal was sucker punch. Recovered really well. I thought there was great character to recover from the first goal, and then once the second and third went in, it was difficult for them. But they battled right to the end. Rory got a great goal towards the end, and we could have had another one or two goals as well, you know, in the flow of the play. But ultimately, you don't win a championship match, it's disappointment. You know, it's already talking about positives, but that's not what the team are talking about inside. They're talking about frustration and trying to be better next time.
Yeah, and that first goal, you said, we had the next 3 points in a row, come right back into it again. Just from the Mayo performance here, Roscommon, like the start of Clare, what has been the big change? Because the team has just all of a sudden come back to a competitive, strong side. They're, defensively, they're much more solid than them. They attack, you know, the brilliance of Gallon today, of course, with 9 points. Phenomenal. Of course, we're missing the likes of Langan, Mogan, fellas, I guess, of course, Ryan McHugh long term. You know, you think if you put them in the mix today, this could be a very different outcome. So you've really turned things around from where we were 5-6 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't think it's necessarily all of a sudden. Like, I think that's just a... it's an evolution, really, with... Listen, we had a lot of younger players getting first taste of football at this level through the National League, which is really difficult environment to learn in. And I think they're really only understanding now that they're as good as the people who are around them and the people who went before them, and as good as the teams that they're playing, you know. So that understanding and realisation takes a bit of time. But I think, you know, one of the things we talked about is being more than the sum of our parts, and we're starting to see that more and more every time they're on the training pitch and on the playing competitively. You know, we're seeing little bits of better, you know. Games are coming thick and fast, and that's brilliant. That's what you want, because ultimately these games are benchmarks against the best teams in the country. The fact that it's a really, really disappointed dressing room is a good message for the group, because Derry are a quality team and they'll be one of the benchmarks in the summer here. But there's more in our boys. They know themselves that they let chances go. They switched off for the goals in terms of tracking runners and things like that. Things that are solvable that they can be better at. And ultimately, the only focus now is Monaghan in 2 weeks. That's a critical game for us.
Yeah, just last question, Eden. The Monaghan, McBurdy's back, obviously your captain's back. In terms of Monaghan's performance against Clare today, who we destroyed in that second half, does that give you hope going into this Monaghan game in a neutral venue? We can go up and get the 2 points, and as you say, this team's evolving, the players are growing in confidence. This will give us confidence today, even though the result come up short, that we can go and beat Monaghan.
Listen, ultimately, Monaghan are a good side. You know, they're Division 1 team, retained Division 1 status this year. They're a handful and as good as anybody in the country on their day. Ultimately, we feel the same, that we're as good as anybody in the country, and if we bring our best attributes, we're as good and better than most, you know. So the Monaghan game will be no different. It'll be a huge challenge, like, and that's an important game for everybody, like, and the groups aren't finished until the final games are played, like, so you know, you have to bring everything to each of these group games. And again, you know, Derry was a benchmark today. Monaghan will be another benchmark in 2 weeks to just see where we're at.